A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take Tenfit Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Chavav, Sota 26a, pagination is 51. Starting from the bottom of the page, Al Yidei Kol Arayas Mekanin, if a husband expresses this warning to his wife that would result in sota, an act of kina, of jealousy, of warning, so the object of his warning could even be one of the arayas, one of the people that is forbidden to her anyway. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us that even though this person is normally forbidden, the husband can actually add on to the prohibition through his warning. We readily understand the concept of sota, that if she's hanging out with a man, that the only reason she is forbidden to this man is because she's a married woman. So then the husband's warning, from the husband's perspective, so to speak, is, you're a married woman, don't go with that person. But if she's anyway forbidden to that person, the Mishnah somehow feels that there's a level of chiddush in letting us know that the warning even then would take effect and she would be forbidden to be misyached, to be closeted with that person. And the Gemara explores this by saying, pshita. It's obvious that even on one of the arayas, the husband can increase the level of prohibition to create even yichud and to process it in the way of sota, if he believes there's a chance that she had relations with that person. What's the difference how prohibited she is to him multiple times? Mahu d'tema, the Gemara continues on Amud Beis, I would have thought, nitma'a shnei pa'amim. The Pasuk says the word nitma'a, she's been distanced, she's become tamei. Twice, it says that. Echad lebal ve'echad leboel. And we learn that one of them tells me that she's now forbidden to her husband. And the other tells me she's now forbidden to the man she's been going with. This is the law if she indeed had relations with that other man. So, hecha dekamitzira behaznus. If she became forbidden because of this act of relations, then it's going to affect nitma'a, both men. Avalha, but if you have a case, ha'ul va'asura v'kaima, she's already forbidden to the man independent of the relationship with the husband. It's an erva, a father, a brother of the woman. Emalo, I would think that this law of sota does not apply because you can't follow through on the entire process. Part of the process is that if it's true that she had relations, it's nitma'a, forbidden to him and to him. And she was already forbidden to the man she's been going with. So again, aim a low. I would think that the laws of sota don't apply. And when the husband tries to do a warning, a kina, it doesn't change anything. Because that's not what the laws of sota were about. The laws of sota were about a married woman, because she's married, is forbidden to this man, was warned not to go with him. And if she does go with him, and does have relations, she now will be forbidden to him even after her husband divorces her. She's anyway forbidden to this man If the husband divorces her, she's an unmarried lady, she's still going to be forbidden to her father, to her brother, to the other arayas. This doesn't make any difference. Kamash malon, the Mishnah comes to tell me that kina works regarding the relationships that she's forbidden to anyway. It certainly works in cases where she would have been permitted if not for her married status. And that's the case of Nitma'a Nitma'a. And she'll become forbidden to both men if she indeed had relations. But more than that, the Mishnah is telling me, even in a case where she was already forbidden to the person, the concept of sota water will indeed take effect. This halacha is brought in Kufayin Ches Beis. Ketzed ha-kinoi, how does kinoi work? Omer la b'fnei shnayim, he says to her in front of two witnesses, al tistari im ish ploni, don't go into seclusion with this certain man, afilu im hu aviha o acheha, even if the man he's identifying is her father or her brother, to which she's anyway forbidden, and that's what the Mishnah refers to, the arayas, she's anyway forbidden to them, the laws of sota would apply, and in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you could end up having to drink the waters of sota because of such a kinui, and the problem, nitma'a, nitma'a, it'll apply where it applies, but it doesn't limit the laws of sota to exclude such cases. Now, just parenthetically, to be aware that this concept of kina could exist even in our day, and we're being warned not to go ahead and do a kinui on a woman. A husband should not make such statements to his wife, because if he does and she closets herself with that person, he could end up with a problem that we don't have the mesota to resolve what happened during that seclusion, and she could actually become forbidden to him simply because of the seclusion. So we're very careful, because such a concept would apply even today regarding the kinui. Now, what's fascinating about this is that if he does do the kinui regarding her father or brother, she will now become forbidden, even in yichud, with these people, even though yichud normally with these people is permitted. The Beis Shmuel makes the following comment, that is the commentary on Shulchan Aruch. Afal gav, even though yichud mutar im aviha, yichud, seclusion, is uniquely permitted when dealing with a father, mikol makom kishemekane la osur lehisyached imo. Nevertheless, once a kinui was done, if the husband, for whatever reason, decides that she's hanging out with the father in an improper way, he has the right to do a kinui, because the father is a man in the woman's life. And even though kinui wouldn't work on, God forbid, an animal, for example, that's not what this is about. But if it's a man, even regarding her father, the kinui would work. Now, it's interesting that the Beis Shmuel, in his wording, grabs on to the case of father. The Mechaber wrote, cases of arayas, forbidden relationships, father or brother. But the Beis Shmuel, to really make his point, that yichud is permitted, and now with the kinui she'll be forbidden in seclusion with this man. He picks the case of father. this is, to a degree, well chosen. Because in the laws of Yichud, it's very interesting that even though a woman is permitted in Yichud with her brother, but there is a limitation to that permission. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, Misyachid im achoso, a person can go into seclusion with the sister, Vidor im imo v'imbito, but he can live together with his mother or his daughter. In other words, going up a generation or down a generation, mother or daughter, gets a very strong level of permission. Dor, you can live with them permanently. You have a house, you buy it together. Mother and a daughter are allowed to live in the same house. When it comes to a sister, though, it only says misyached, you can go into seclusion. But to buy a home together, live together, lock the door every night, we're living in the same home, is not going to be permitted. That's not what the Gemara talked about as permitted. It's only misyached. So, for example, lo aleinu, if a brother and sister are sitting shiva for a parent, and they want to be able to stay overnight in the parent's home, even if there's no one else there besides the brother and sister, but they're only going to be there for the few days of shiva, that's in the case of misyached. And most poskim would say that's okay. That's misyached. That's a short period of time of seclusion, a few days. If, however, some poskim say it's 30 days, for example, if it reaches the point of dor imachoso, that already was not permitted by the Gemara. The Gemara only used the word misyached. And therefore, going back to the Beis Shmuel, in his explanation of how impactful this kinui is, he picks specifically the case of father, where Yichud is totally permitted with his daughter, according to Halacha, Deoraisa and Derabbanan, but because of the kinui of the husband, it will become forbidden. Whereas, to say that Yichud becomes forbidden on a brother is indeed an impact. It's a chiddush, but it's not quite as big a chiddush as it is regarding the father. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.